This is VOA News. VR Remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted 229 to 202, largely along party lines, to find former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in criminal contempt of Congress after he defied a subpoena from the committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol building. 9 Republicans voted with all 220 Democrats to pass the resolution. Bannon is in the spotlight over the role he may have had in organizing the insurrection and any efforts he may have pursued to coordinate with former President Donald Trump and the White House. Investigators see the 67-year-old's testimony as pivotal to a clear understanding of Trump's actions before and during the deadly assault on a joint session of Congress to certify Joe Biden's election victory. Ethiopian forces carried out an airstrike Thursday on the city of Mekelle, their third in the Tigray regional capital this week, as the government attempts to weaken the Tigrayan forces they've been fighting for almost a year. Spokesman Legesse Tulu told reporters the airstrike targeted a training center for Tigrayan forces. He said the base was previously used by Ethiopian forces in the area. There was no immediate word on casualties. War erupted nearly a year ago between Ethiopian troops and the Tigray People's Liberation Front, which governed Ethiopia for three decades, but now rules only the northern Tigray region. Mekelle has not seen large-scale fighting since June, when Ethiopian forces withdrew from the area and Tigray forces retook control of most of the region. Following that, the conflict continued to spill into neighboring regions. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A United Nations Rights Commission in South Sudan says the government is harassing activists, journalists, and their families, limiting their activities and targeting their work and finances. In a statement of concern issued this week, the United Nations Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan said the pattern of harassment is impeding the already slow pace of achieving peace among feuding factions and stifling public opinion crucial to achieving democracy. A spokesman for the government said the commission was spreading untruths. The commission blames government security officers for a continuing crackdown that it says has forced some prominent activists to flee the country. The commission says the latest restrictions and acts of harassment began after the creation of the Opposition People's Coalition for Civil Action in July. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday the United States will soon launch an Amazon-wide regional pact to reduce deforestation, a bid to fight a key factor in climate change. On a visit to Colombia weeks before a high-stakes UN climate summit in Glasgow, Blinken toured a greenhouse in Bogota's botanical gardens, where he saw U.S.-backed projects to encourage chocolate, tourism, and other industries rather than logging. He said the pact would also include financial support to help manage protected indigenous areas and support the livelihoods of farmers. The World Health Organization Thursday called on the world's 20 richest nations to step up donations of COVID-19 vaccine doses to the Global South, where vaccinations lag. The G20 countries will hold a summit next week. The organization's ambassador for global health financing said if the world's richest countries cannot mobilize for a vaccine airlift to developing countries, an epidemiological and economic dereliction of duty, in his words, will shame us all. There's still a shortfall of 500 million vaccine doses to reach WHO's 40% vaccination target in all countries by the end of the year. 240 million doses are lying unused in the West. Meanwhile, former Prime Minister Tony Blair of Britain said Thursday that Britain should set a target of delivering 500,000 COVID-19 booster shots a day. Blair praised the early stages of the vaccine rollout, but observed the country has now been overtaken by some of its European neighbors. He argued more should be done to vaccinate youngsters aged 12 to 17 and pregnant women. Britain is relying heavily on vaccines to keep the virus at bay during the fall and winter months. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.